Talk to Gemara. We did that already.
No.
I'm a Marav Ravash. Yoni.
What is
Marav Ravash? What?
Marav Ravash. The next
one. All right. Marav Ravash. Yoni.
But he got the
AC
on.
My brother of Yosef, Meshmei Derava, Omar, Loimar. So, what is the Mishnah that says? Then Uber. I mean, sorry. If Yaimecha Tinik Ben Yaimai Neichel Benichse Haaim. Sorry, Neichel. What did it say? Tinik Ben Yaimai Neichel Manchel. Yeah. So, what did that mean? It means Memayit Bechel Bechayra. V'dafke ben yoyim echad, aber uber loy. My time of yod loyim rachmana. Zokt the Rashbam. Loyim emulcha zimnin dehi mais bereisha. We just said that the uber dies first, and that's why the uber can't be neichel to give to his uncles from his mother. V'achakach uber umanchel uber la'achin min av. The Uber Yairishu. Loyim, I'll tell you that's possible the mother dies first and the Uber will Yairishin. Yah forgot the Tiriz Rabbal El. Shani Hassan Mekar Refuye Marfa Biadayu. I, Rav, said before that he. This is Bishmei the Rav. And Rav before was the one. That said, by the case of the ger, the reason why the child wasn't kaina is because really they didn't have a mind. Didn't have a mind to be kaina. They could be kaina. Really, you say the uber is not kaina. So those that were zayich nitzah ger really could be kaina. But since there's a possibility of the uber being alive, they didn't really have a mind to be kaina. It's mashma rava holds an uber. Is not kaina. Now Rav is saying, really, an Uber is kaina, but the Mishnah is not talking about the Uber being kaina. So Rav says to himself, says the Rashbam. Look there, she's a Gemara who zeh. Ozel hocha kamat chalei. Ozel hocha kamat chalei. He's playing devil's advocate. Each time he's saying, you can't have a raya, because we can make a different kimta. Loyal Machmishma, the Ben Yoim Echad Neichel, Umanchel, Lav the Mute Uber, Midin Yerusha. El Mute, the Einoim Mayed, Bechelk Bechira. Look in the Farish Viazel, Shibol Loimar. The Ben Yoim Echad, Mayed, Bechelk Bechira. What does that mean? The Ben Echad is a Mayed, Nechelk Bechira. Kagoin. Yaakov, Shemeis, Veniach Shnei Bonim, Ruben Vishimon. Veniach, Shnei Mosamana. 1200s. Right, two brothers. One's the Bechor. He gets Pishnayim. Divided in three parts. He gets an extra part. He gets 8. And the other one gets 4. Very simple. Noi Levi Bechai Yaakov. Let's say the third brother is born, B'chai Yaakov, B'mes Yaakov, B'ybi Yayim. Achrei Leida Slevi Nimsa, Noitel Ruvain Shisha, V'shimin Shloisha, V'levi Shloisha. There's three brothers. So each one, the B'char has to get Pishnayim, so you divide it in four, and the B'char gets two parts. So each of the brothers get 3, and the B'char gets 6. That's all simple. Now, what happened? May slay by Biyayim. Achim is Zavid. Havalei ben Yayim Echad. Umanchil le'echad shloishim manim haruyim loy. So now that Levi died, he already, Levi was Zaycha in his 3. Then he dies, he has no kids, he's just born. So he's manchil back to his brothers. So that 3 gets divided to the two brothers, to the Bukhar and the Pashit. But the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim in that 3. Because that they're not Yarshini from the father, Yarshini from their brother. So therefore, Nimsa, Ruve Naitol, Shiva, Shimon Mechetzi, Vishimon Dalmon Mechetzi. So Shimon, Ruve got raised 6, Shimon had 3. Right? The extra 3 from Levi, they divide equally. So Ruve gets 1.5, adds that to 6, he gets 7.5. Shimon had 3, he gets another 1.5, 4.5. Nimsa Shemietu Leidas Levi LeRuvain Chatzimana Mechel B'Charasai. Had Levi not been born, then Reuven would get 8, and Shimon would get 4. Now Levi was born for 1 second, so that is Mamayid in the Chel B'Chayra, and the B'Char only gets 7.5, and the other guy gets 4.5. Medak ben Yaim Echad, Av Moy Levi Ubar, Kishmei Savid Yaakov, Achakach Noilud Levi, Einem Emayid Bechel Bechayra, El Bechel Pshitas. Ketzad, Meis Aviv, Noitel Ruvain, Menashnayim, Menashneim Asar Monim, Arba Monim, Bechel Bechayra. Ki Ilu Ein Uber Baila, since there's no Uber, so we look. So as far as the Chelek B'Chayra is concerned, we divide it in a way as if Levi doesn't exist. So the Chelek B'Chayra, if it's just Reuven and Shimon, is 4, like the Rambam said before, the Chelek B'Chayra. So for sure Reuven gets the Chelek B'Chayra. Now, what's left is 8. So now, what's left, we divide. Now Levi's born after that. Levi's born after Yaakov died. So then, all three of them split up, split the 8. Jerei Leinich Yaakov banim Yeludim, El Ruvim Shimon, Ushmainim Manim and Esarim, Yachlaku ben Shlashtan, Ruvim Shimon Levi, Kolech Yitol Shalish Manim Chaser Shlish. Each one gets, you divide 8 by 3, so each one gets a third less than 3. One way of looking at it. Yeah? What? Or it's 2 2/3, what? Each one gets 2 2/3.
Oh.
Yeah? 8, 5, 3, I guess. But God, if Levi, even if Levi is going to die now, Yitol Echa Bechelkai. So then the 2 2/3 that Levi had gets divided equally between Reuven and Shimon. Nims Reuven Neitel Arba Manim Shel Chelek B'Chayra Shloish Manim Chaser Shlish Chelek Pshitusai Umachz Shel Chelek Levi Dehainu Manim V'Shlish. Right? 1 2/3. Well, 2 2/3. 2 2/3 divided by 2 is 1 2/3. It means that Reuven gets 4 plus his 2 2/3 plus 1 1/3. So 2 2/3 and 1 1/3 is 4. 4 and 8. 4 and 4 is 8. V'mhoyu asara, whatever. The point is, so Levi, depending whether Levi was born Yom Echad in Yaakov's lifetime, then he's a Ma'id Chelek B'Chayra. If he was born after Yaakov died, then it means already Reuven got his Chelek B'Chayra as if Levi didn't exist. So that's the Nafkamina the Mishnah's talking about. The Mishnah's B'Chan Chana talking about Ubi Yarshining. It's not the issue. We're talking about a specific halacha of Bechar, that an Ubar is not Ma'ayin Chelek Bechar, and a Yilud, Ben Yayim, is Ma'ayin Chelek Bechar. My time, V'yoldu Loyam Rachmana. Don't mar Breid Rav Yeis, V'shmei D'Rava, Ben Shnei Lachim Yisaviv, Ein Ma'ayin Chelek Bechar, my time, V'yoldu Loyam Rachmana. V'aleka, V'yoldu Loyam Rashi. Ninon kishnoyled lav b'chayov amar achmana losus loy pishnayin chelek b'chayra al echav shchem echad av lubar hanoyled lachem misas shalaviv la karina baby yol deloy v'gam chelek b'chayra k'man lesa dami v'itol b'char chelek b'chayra gadol fi cheshbin ayisan achin an elad m'chayavim. And that's what Mar Ben Rav Yosef said. Ben Shinoi Lach Mizaviv, Ain Man Chel B'Chor. Ben Shinoi Lach Mizaviv, Kigoyin. Yolda Ta'aymim, Oy, Hoyil Yaakov Noshim Harbe, V'Noil Ruvain, Acha Misasai, Mileya, V'Yosef Mirachel. So this case, and a B'Chor, you know, the Rishbam is bothered, when you have a case of a B'Chor, From this mas nuhachi, I'm a marbrei of Yosef. So the first version of Yosef was what we said till now. Now we're saying, b'chor shenoy l'racham yisaviv, einoy l'mishnayim. My time a yaker rachmana v'alasa the yaker, the nu alacha, a b'chor that's born l'racham yisaviv, so he doesn't get mishnayim. Now what's the case? How do you have a Bechor that's born Achim Yisav? So where's the rest of them? He's born Achim Yisav, there's no other brothers. Says the Rishbam, two cases. Either they're twins, and they're both born after Yisav, or he had more than one wife. And the Bechor, Noshim Harbe, V'noy L'Ruvain, Achim Yisasai, Malaya, V'yasef, Merachel. Because you know, we have a problem, right? We need that the first Bechor is born, and then the other brothers are born. Right? We have a chitimsa that the Bechor is born after Misav, and there's still other brothers. Ma'is, according to the Gain, the Bechor do have a chitimsa. So this Gain, this Rishbam is right now like the Gain. He discussed this Gain once. The Gain says that Pishnaim is totally in conception, not in Leida. Right? Achas ahuva achasnua v'yolei banim ahuva asnua kili shnei noshim achasnua asnua. The guy, you know, the shnei banim ahuva asnua. Okay, I don't have time to go into the whole cheshbon now. The guy, but the guy in Kiseitze in the pesukim by Ben Sarim Meira, he comes out, and a lot of people argue in him. He comes out. He has a case over there that the Viola Bonim Ahuva Asnua, but Ben Abchor Lasnia. Means that the Ahuva was born first. It was Ben Sheva to the Ahuva, and it was Ben Tesh to the Snua, but the Snua would conceive first. So the Ben Asnua is really the Bechor, because the conception, the one that the Ben Tesh was born, was conceived first. Ino was born afterwards, according to the guy. And he gets the Bechor. But Ben Abchor Lasnua. So according to the Gain, you can have a case where the Pashut was born B'chaye Av, and the Bechor was born Lachem Yisav. So then the Rishbam would have no problem. The Rishbam has to give a case of Ta'imim. You could have asked, for the Gain, you have a simple case. You have the Ben Sheva, who's conceived afterwards, is born first, so he's a Pashut. And you have the Bechor that was born after Mizal, that was conceived before, and according to God, he's telling the Bechor is telling conception. So the Bechor, this Rishbam, this is a mashma, not like the Gain, but that's
an aside. How do you know when they were conceived? How do you know when they were
conceived? How do you know? There's ways of knowing.
Exactly.
What?
Back in those days, ways of knowing.
First of all,
you tell almost 7 months
old. They knew that what's the target of
7 months.
That's not very scientific, but
push really hard and feel the heart. Continuing
on. Okay. Right. Oh, Yakimino, Mechim and the Noel Bechayov. I feel loy reyu aviv loy akiroi miyamav hal v'roy lakeira ain't akeira makavis k'rabzeir damar roy lebila So in other words, the Rishban's bar, let's say the guy never met his father. He's Yakir. So he said, Melech, he doesn't get Pishnayim. He says, no. You need Roy. Just like Reb Zeir says, call Roy Labila and Bila Makeves. I mean, also, you just need Roy Labila. Melech, but if the Bechar was born after the father died, he has no din Bechar. He doesn't get Pishnayim. That's the second, that's the way the Surah, in Pumadisa, that's how they have this version of Marbre Deb Yesiv, Mishmei Derava. Behilchasa says the Gemara, Kichol Hani Lishni, Dama Marbre Deb Yesiv, Mishmei Derava. We pass like all of them. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yechna. I'm a Zaka Lubalai Kana. Vimtaimar Mishnah Seinu. Our Mishnah talks about he's being giving his entail of Zachrim Kel and Cave and all that. We asked this Kasha before. Hayo Vadait, oh, now I'm gonna give new terrors. Hayo Vadait Shal Adam Kriva Eitzel Binoi. This is a very, very important Gemara. So to Rajbam, Tam Mishnah Seinu, Deisir Nachman Rav Huna Dalel. I am Yol Dishti, Krave Eitzel Benoi. The Gomar Umakne Becholi Boy, Avalu Ba'achar Laikana. So the difference between a son and a stranger. So the question is, what is this Svara? So Chaira, this Gemara, I always thought Zaraya, to the Shaila of the Achrayim. What is the problem of Dov Shal Balaylam? Is the problem of Dov Shal Balaylam a Shaila in Smichas Das? Was the problem of Shabbat Lailam a problem? It's not that's in Kenyan, can't make Kenyan of Shabbat Lailam. So here we're saying, the Svar, the Adam Krave Eitz Abonai, and therefore you could be Machne. If the problem of Shabbat Lailam is in the seas, you can't do it, yeah? So then what does it help you that you love him very much, you want to do it, so what? If it's a Chsar and Smichas Das, then you can say that. She's saying Mechdas, you know, for your son, you know, you have Gemara's Das, you really want it anyway. Maisa, now I saw, it's talking not so partial. On one hand, the Tshuva Sarash, on one hand, there is a, not Tshuva Sarash, the Shita brings down the Rosh, Farish, Mekan Nira, the Ain Machna Lit, well, actually, here to my Lidav Rishab Lai Balaylam, we'll see if it's Talay Abaha, but Lidav Rishab Balaylam says the Rosh, so mishum legomer makni. There's a farish. In this gemara, you see the chsarin in any of the makni lidovish b'alaylam. At least is a chsarin mitzad gemiras das. So male by his son is gemiras das. However, the ritva over here brings down from the Ramban, and the Ramban is in Yivamas of Sam Zayin and Amar Aleph, that this Gemara is the Kanas of Chaman. And he says, this Gemara is Dachma Shchiv Mara, he says, it's not a Matan Zbari over here, it's a Matan Shchiv Mara in our Mishnah, the Ramban says, yeah, and the Svara of Kol Gad Benoi, yeah, is Kirva Das. So he said that's a svara why Chazal were masakin that even though Be'etzim is the problem of Dov Shal Balaylam, still you can be kaina. Especially Chaz Chamim, Shalai Titrav Zaytai. Since he loves his son very much, if the king is not going to work out, there's a chashash of Titrav Zaytai. So here Chazal said, even though Mazak Lubalai Kana, here you could be kaina. Now the Maisa, it's very interesting because this Lechaira, it's really an abolished Tasei. We mentioned yesterday, I think, or 2 days, I remember. Ramban says yesterday that the problem of the Uber doesn't have a yad. I think we mentioned it. Uber doesn't have a yad to be kinda. The Uber is considered Bal Olam, it's considered in the world. It doesn't have a yad to be kinda. So the chsarin of Mezakel Uber, the feeder Ramban, is not a chsarin in the Gemira's Das. It's not a chsarin that you know. He might not live, so you don't really mean it, whatever. It's not chsarin smichas das. The chsarin is, the man said lahedya, because He doesn't have a yad. So what does it help that he's saying machdas? He's karveitz l'benoi. Da'idish l'adam karveitz l'benoi. So what? Very nice. You can be karveitz l'benoi all you want, but he can't make kinyan. He can't be kaina. Therefore, talking about balance tasai is very beautiful. And balance tasai in Yivamis, as involved here, says also that it tries a special takana. It's not like the Rosh. We have a very important machlokes rishonim. One this Gemara, and it's very serious that God brought the whole Shaila. What is he say of the chsaron of akparam and amakin lidav shabalayla? The Rosh says chsaron is smichas das, and male over here is smichas das. The Raman says no, there's a chsaron. He doesn't have a yad. So how does it work? Teretz is the just krov eitz banai is a svara why Chazal should be chayish shem a titrav daitai and Chazal made the kana. The Maisa. We're getting a little bit off, but it's important. It's important. Maramakan, and there's got another rush. Okay, so till now we saw the rush lagabe ena makan lidavah shalai belayla. What about lagabe ena makan davah shalai belayla? Is that also chesaron smichas das? Or is there chesaron batsim? You can't do the ma'isa, whatever it is. The chesaron batsim. You know, feel the rush. It's possible that you could say that the Uber is here. There's no problem. That's it. El Ma'ay Chubiz is not Smichas Das. Hashem can't. The Dover is not Ba'olam. Chubiz is a problem. Not the Smichas Das. The problem. That's it. Theoretically, possibly Machal between Lid Dover Shloim and Dover Shloim. However, L'Chayra is another Rosh, which the Rivash brings down when he discusses the story of Yaakov of the Mechiras HaBechayra. The Rivash and Simon Shin Chav Ches. Ask the Kasha, how could Yaakov sell? How could Esav sell the Bechara to Yaakov? It's a problem of Shaloylam. How could he sell it? He sold for a bowl of soup. How's the Mechira Chal? It's of Shaloylam. He's assuming partially selling the Pishnai, whatever it is. The question, what exactly he was selling in the Shalom of Farshim. Let's assume he's selling the Pishnayim. How could he sell it? It's of Shaloylam. Yeah? So Rivash brings down. He brings down from the tour. They said he heard Shvush Amar Tur B'Shemer of Varosh Shemak Dav Shavu Aylam V'Nishba Ala Davar Hamek Akayim. If you swear by Dav Shavu Aylam, then it works. That's what he heard. The tour B'Shem is false. And what's his Rai? His Rai of Mechir. That's why Yaakov said he Shavli Kayayim. Why did he make him swear? Teretz is, it's not a Dov Shalom problem, and the swearing takes away the problem. Dr. Rivash, he says, Chas v'Shalom doesn't make any sense, you can't be Taila the Gava Ravari, as far as like this. And he says that this they made him swear because otherwise Esav is not going to claim his words. You know, he knows he's some big faker. He's not going to, if he swears, maybe he'll take it more seriously. Aye, Dov Shaloylam, he says, Dov Shaloylam is different svar. Before my entire, there's no problem Dov Shaloylam. That has a different svar by itself, why that works. Back upon him, he says, Chas v'Shalom, it can't be the Torah said this. But, today we have a Pirush of Torah al-Tayra. He looked at Pirush of Torah. He means down. B'shem his father. Now, what's the hesber to say that a shvur helps? What's the hesber shvur help? Why should shvur help? Dov Shaloylam. If it's a problem be'etzem, what does the shvur help? If the whole problem is smichas das, yeah, it's okay. Then if you swear, you're not signing. It's not here. Yes, you're not signing. The guy's gonna give it to you. But if the guy swears, okay, he takes it more seriously. You sign him, then he'll do whatever he can to make sure that it happens. So the only tzad to explain the Rosh is Takav Smichas Das. So then it comes out very beautiful, the Rosh Lishtasai. But not only, then it comes out, not only is the Rosh saying, by Lidav Shabbalam Chasaran Smichas Das, then even by Dav Shabbalam also Chasaran Smichas Das, and that's why the Rosh says, Yaakov made Esav swear, so there shouldn't be a problem of Dav Shabbalam. That's what the Torah says, Vashem the Rosh. Right there. Amalei Shmuel, Lurav Chana Bagdata. Poik icily bear Sarah. Gather for me 10 people. I want to make a proclamation. I wanted to get out. That Mazakal Uber is Kana. Hamazak lo belaykana. After all that, yeah, Bagdata, dimin Baghdad, ish noyel bayv. Kisei Rav Shvira in his carrots. Be'asara lefusumim nisa. Hilchz magul laykana. Kavi aichron going shein benoy. Right, Hamzak lo b'shemay ishtoi kana. Tashlam kareiv esnoy. They paskin, and we just so we just said that. By a son, it does help. That's from the Mishnah. Who damlut visu? Nichsi libni. Deheva li minaych. So he's matne all his nechasim, his new wife, to all the children that will be born. Rashi lahayse ishtay muberes hilkoch loykana. He'll come on. Okay, I got my min that shalom kray beitzim benoy alech the mezak lubish nesar beishtay kvar. Asa break a shisha. So he had another son, an older son, from a different wife. Amale, who gavra, matale, tevale. So fine, give me all, you want to impress your new wife. So you want, you're telling you, you're not all in a chasim to her kids. What about me? Amale, zil kni, kachad mi bra. He's makna, you could be, you kind of like one of her kids. Sahanach vada gemar lekanu, nakat lisnayu. They can't be kind of. Why? Because there's no Kenyan. They're not Ba'il Mecha. Then I have an Uber. Like the Rambam said. Hi, is Chaylik Litalia B'makam B'ni, Ba'iles Chaylik Litalia B'makam B'ni. Do we say that this young kid could be kinda with the, in the place of the children who are not being kinda? You know, the fact that he told them, you should be kind together with them. Yeah? Now, do we say that since they're not kinda, he's not kinda either? Or we say, no, he can be kinda, why not? They can't be kinda because they can't be kinda. That's the Gemara Shai. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Yirmi, Yadarmi, Ischel, Natali, Mokim, Bini, Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Da'amri, Les Chel, Natali, Mokim, Bini. Look at Rishbam. Ischel Tal Mokim Bini. That forgot. The Bini, Loikani, Bekoyach Matana. Zu, Afilu Chel Gechad. Balasnaya, Afilu Uber. The name of the Aichon, Mekrev Ezmeroy. Loikanel, Betairis, Yerushim, Misavim, Felochim, Bray, Tal Yakana, Bekoyach Matana, Zu, Chel Gechman, Mubad, Chel Kashir, Shemecha. He'll get Yerusha. But he was also, besides Yerusha, he has a Chelik, one out of whatever amount of children there are, because there's a King Mechaim over here. It's chal tal keneged echad mehem ilu kani dachama v'yikne kechad mibra v'heva la minoi v'af al pi shlo yikne royin kam banim yir la imhein shloy shabanim levara kashish cholkin barbach lakim v'idol ze chelik echad mehem and the next of the last three quarters they'll split it equally shloy shalakim v'idol kolechad chelik echad b'tayres Yerusha talya, what's talya? Tina gadol k'nam perga marchas esmina Number of Nachman, the funny Gemara. Nehirna, he remembers, can have a Italian. I don't know if I say all this Gemara. Talia with Talisa, all of a sudden everyone wakes up. Talia with Talisa, Kvar, Shitzri, Vishivsri, Vishuka, Leabachatan. They would, the Gemara over there says, at the end of Meicher, at the end of Meicher, Meicher Svina, we're almost up to there, that he remembers that when they were 16, 17, so boys and girls would play in the streets and they didn't get come to Avera. A little funny. Teenagers, okay. So the Makim Benik Shiyar Shaban Mesavin is Khail Glatal Yimon Levad Yush is good precious. Less Khail Glatalya, El Khail Yerushim Levag, Vash Kame, the Konik Hamar. Who? The Kamalei Kni Keecha Min Abanim. He's saying you should be kind of like one of the banim. It's like saying you should be kind of like a chamar is kind. It's like a chamar can't be kind of, so you can't be kind either. We say you should be kind of like one of the banim. It can't help it. Surely Keech the Inu Loikano Sharei Loihoyadai and Afil Uber B'Shas Matana Iunami Loikani because Shenitlas Matanasai B'Matnas Habanim.